Good morning, Miss Bennett.
Morning, Dr. Collins.
How's my favorite patient doing today?
Well, other than the fact that there's just half of me left, I guess I'm okay. I mostly just sleep all day, you know. But it's been weird. I even kind of stopped feeling like my legs and hips are still there. I guess my brain is adjusting to this already.
Good. Any other observations?
I don't know. Nothing hurts, so I try to not think about it all too much.
Good. I'm gonna have a little look at the residuum today, just to check if you're healing well.
Residuum? Oh, you mean my body? Stump. Whatever.
Yes. First, we are gonna have to unwrap the bandages, okay?
Okay.
Then I'm just gonna take a look, maybe touch it lightly. It's not gonna hurt or anything.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. I'm gonna raise the bed a little, and I'm gonna ask you to put your arms above your head.
Like this?
Good.
I'm sorry. I might be a little twitchy.
That's all right.
Not that it hurts or anything. It's just that the end of my body is a lot more sensitive since the lower dose of painkillers.
That's good that the feeling is coming back.
This feels really strange, having you do stuff down there. Would it help if I hold my breath?
No, don't worry. We're nearly done with the bandages. You might feel a little cold of the air on your skin, okay?
Sure. Oh my god. Oh my god. What a fucking weird sight. Excuse my language. But it's just, like, so weird to see my body end so abruptly. And I can't even see the scar from up here. You must be looking at some real horror show right now.
Actually, like I said, your recovery continues to amaze me. The scar is nice and neat, and healing very well.
Okay. Good. I guess.
So, I'm about to lightly touch the end of your body now.
Sure. Wow, this is odd.
Everything seems to be holding well.
This feels so weird. I don't even know how to describe it, really. Just the idea that you're touching the new ending of my body. It's making me feel so short. So weirdly compact.
Okay, that was it. Now just a clean rewrap and we're done. You're doing great.
Thank you, Dr. Collins. You're also pretty great. I'm the lucky half of a girl to have you as my doctor.
Just doing my job, Miss Bennett. But brave patients like you make me remember why I like helping people. You're certainly worth it.
Gosh, I would love to have a doctor like you when I had my whole body. But I guess that's one perk of this. I get to meet the best of the best.
All right. You're all wrapped up again. Does it feel okay?
Wait, give me a second to breathe. Yep, not too tight, but it feels secure and snug. Can I put my arms down now?
Yes, of course. Sorry.
Okay. Don't you find it weird that my arms are longer than my body? It always puzzles me to realize I can't rest my hands in my lap. I just spend the time here fiddling with the bedsheet under my residuum. Actually, when will I get the bucket you mentioned, Doctor? I'm honestly quite keen to be able to sit up and move around a little more than this.
Well, you're gonna have the fitting session with the prosthetic specialist in just a couple of days, in fact.
A fitting session? So I get to have a say in, like, the specifics of it, right? You said it's custom-made, I remember that.
It is. They're gonna make it specifically to fit your needs and the shape of your body.
What's left of it? Sorry, I shouldn't be complaining to you. Thanks to you, I'm doing better, so I'll stop complaining, I promise.
Don't worry, I've had much worse patients than you. You have all rights to complain.
Thanks, Doctor. Hopefully next time I see you, I'm gonna be up and about. Well, you know. Not up, but at least sitting upright and using a wheelchair.
Looking forward to that, Miss Bennett. See you next time.